Shmuel Beis Perek Tesvav. In this perek, we will see the beginning of King David's son Avshalom's rebellion. The Rabbanel points out the rebellion of Avshalom marked David finally getting paid out for his sin with Bathsheba and Uriah. The Gemara and Bracha, Zion Amud Beis, David wrote Tehillim Gimel on Avshalom as it starts, Mizmor LeDavid B'Bracha B'Pnei Avshalom. It's a song of David as he was running away from Avshalom. The Gemara asks, Mizmor, why is David singing a Zmira, a song to Hashem? It should be a kina, a lamentation for the tragedy that's happening. The Gemara answers, because David was happy he was getting paid out in this world for Bathsheba and not being paid out in the next world. The Sfarim HaKadoshim explain, from here we see an amazing advice for serving Hashem. Whenever a difficult situation comes upon you, first thank Hashem, and then afterwards pour your heart out. Here, David starts with Mizmor, a song, because thanking Hashem is the best way to have your enemies disappear. A person needs to constantly thank Hashem, even in the low times, and through the thanking Hashem, that will lift the person up out of their situation, and it will appear better to them. In Pasuk Aleph, Vayehi me'achrei kein v'yaslo Avshalom merkava v'susim v'chamishim ish rasim lifnei Avshalom. And afterwards, Avshalom prepared for himself chariots, horses, and 50 men as an entourage before him. Absalom would regularly get up early in the morning, head to the city gates where the Sanhedrin courts were located. When anyone had a court case that was fitting for the king, Absalom would first validate their claim and second relate that if he were the judge, he would surely judge fairly. When people would prostrate themselves to Avshalom, Avshalom would stick out his hand for people to kiss it. In Pasuk Vav, Vayiganev Avshalom eslev anshe Yisrael. And Avshalom had stole all the hearts of Yisrael. Note, some of the Mephorshim learn, Avshalom created a rebellion in order to secure his claim to the throne and make sure his brother Shlomo would not rule next. The Dasoifrim adds, Avshalom initially genuinely thought he could serve the people better than his father. However, Avshalom became more corrupt and self-serving as time went on. In Pasuk Zion through Pasuk Tes, Avshalom requested permission from David to repay a vow he made to Hashem when Avshalom was located in Geshur. King David gave Avshalom permission to bring Korbanos in Hebron and to thank Hashem for returning him back to the palace. Avshalom then sent spies throughout the entire land of Yisrael. Avshalom commanded the spies, when they hear the shofar blow, they should all shout in unison, Melech Avshalom b'Hebron. Avshalom has become king in Hebron. 200 men went with Avshalom, including Achitophel, who was David's most trusted advisor. The conspiracy against David was great, as Avshalom continued to rally support for himself. In Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayavo HaMagid El David Lemor, and a person came to David saying, Hayav Lev Ish Yisrael Acharei Avshalom. The heart of every man of Yisrael is with Avshalom. Note, this is very difficult to understand how most of Klal Yisrael turned against one of its greatest leaders of all time. King David gathered his men and fled for his life from Yerushalayim. David left 10 concubines home in Yerushalayim. 600 men came with David. A man named Ittai Hagisi came to show support for David. David sent Ittai back to Yerushalayim. Ittai swore he will always be loyal to David. Note, it's a dispute, machlokes, whether or not Ittai was a Jew or a Gentile. Pasuk Chav Gimel, V'chol ha'aretz boichim kol gadol, and the entire land was crying a great cry. David then fled through Kidron Valley. David ordered Tzadok the Kohen and the Levium to return the Ark of Hashem back to Yerushalayim and not to take it with him on their way as respect for the Ark. David then told the two Kohanim, Tzadok and Avyasar, to take their children Achimat and Yehonasan and return back to Yerushalayim to be a spy in a covert operation for David. Tzadok and Avyasar were to pretend to be loyal to Avshalom and send their children as runners to David with secret information. In Pasuk Lamed and Lamed Aleph, David was informed that Achitophel, his chief advisor, had joined Avshalom. David was in a state of mourning. David davened to Hashem that Hashem should not let Achitophel give good advice to Avshalom. In Pasuk Lamed Beis through Pasuk Lamed Gimel, through Pasuk Lamed Zion, which is the end of the parak, David then traveled to a lookout point over Har HaMoriah to pray in close proximity to the future Beis HaMikdash. A man named Hushai HaArki came and pledged allegiance to King David. King David then sent Hushai to be a secret agent for David back in Yerushalayim. David told Hushai, Sadok and Avyasar are there with Avshalom and are working for me, David, as well. I need you, David said, I need you to thwart the counsel of Achitophel when he offers good advice to Avshalom. Hushai HaArki accepted upon himself the mission. Hushai arrived in Yerushalayim right before Avshalom did. And that's the end of the parak. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.